Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Meseches Chulin Daf Kuf Tev Zayin. We're going to start in the middle of Daf Kuf Tev Zayin Amin Aleph, where the Gemara talks about Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yaisi. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings down the Shittas Rabbi Akiva, which says that Chaya and Oif are not Minatayr only Behema. Only a shor, kesev, and a eiz would have an isser of basa b'cholav, but a chaya, a tzvi, or any other chaya, or an oif, does not have an isser of basa b'cholav min ha-teir. And in Rabbi Yosef Aglili, the Mishnah is mashma that he's memayit oif taka, because from a different miut, because it says b'cholav ima, yotza oif she'ein lo'y ein, but chaya, he's not memayit, because he says, since you learn out from Lesechel Kol Nevela, whatever has an Issa Nevela would have an Issa Abasa B'chalav. And I mentioned earlier in the Shia Nafkuf Yud Yumul, there's a Shail Nirishayim, is there a Tanakama? Taisus is Mashman, a Tanakama of the Mishnah holds that Chaya and Oif do have an Issa Abasa B'chalav Midiraisa, and the only thing they memayit is if it's Abasa Behem Tmeya, or Chala Behem Tmeya. Mashayin Kain, the Rosh says in the Rif, that since he paskin like Rabbi Akiva, it must be held that there was no Tanakama, because halacha Rabbi Akiva mechavei roi, v'loi mechavei rov, and the Tanakama is just saying that there's no din of basa b'chala by behemet tmeya, and not discussing chay and oif at all. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah had said that Rabbi Akiva learns out from the three times it says l'sevashal gadi b'chalav imay, each one's remayit something else, one's remayit behemet tmeya. One's a ma'id chaya, and one's a ma'id oif. So the Gemara asks, "Hahani afkinu l'kadosh Shmuel?" The Gemara earlier on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis brought the Maimre of Shmuel that learns Enechanami one to be a ma'id behem mitmeya, but of the other two, which Rabbi Kiva uses for chaya and for oif, Shmuel had used one to be marbe shlil, an uber which was shechted. His mother was shechted while he was a me'ima. He's a shlil. The fetus, and the other one he used to be marba chaylev and mesa, which already has an iser, nevela or chaylev, that the iser of basa b'chalev could be chal on the iser of chaylev or nevela. So how does Rabbi Kiva know these drushes? So the Gemara says, k'sav Rabbi Kiva iser chal al iser. Rabbi Kiva holds that iser is chal al iser. So chaylev and mesa, let's shiki cross. So you don't need a pasif for chaylev and mesa. He holds that iser will be chal al iser. And Shlil, he also doesn't hold the needs of Pasuk. The fetus is a Gdim Al-Yahu. That's considered a complete Gedi. He doesn't think you need a Ribui for the Shlil. So I see, Ayatul Kulu, and therefore you have all three, which is extra, Prat Lechaya, Va'if, Ulubahemet Tumeya. Ad Kan, the Gemara. So Reni mentioned that the Rif and the Rambam Paschal like Rabbi Akiva, that Basar, Aif, and Chaya are the Rabbanan. And we discussed it a bit in the Shir Nafkuf Yud Gimel, but just one more inyan b'negei this Gemara. Hashayla is, and Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz in the Gilyan to the Shulchan Aruch Matthew Yonason, as well as in the Sefer Kresi Uplesi, is bothered by the Kasha that the Gemara here says that the reason why Rabbi Kiva doesn't dash in Chaylev and Mesa is because he holds Issachal Alisser. But we paskin ain't Issachal Alisser. So how could the psak that we have of Ein Isser Chal Isser stim with the psak like Rabbi Akiva that's Mayin Chayi Ve'oif when the Gemara says here that Rabbi Akiva is gebayt on the din that Isser Chal Isser? So that means the Ramban and the Rashi both shtel zechap on this early in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and they say that the truth is we hold that Isser could be Chal Isser by Isser Meisif, and they hold that Basa B'Chalav is an Isser Meisif. Because originally it was only Chaylev and Nevela, and now, when it's Basa B'Cholav, you get a Safa of an Isser Hana, Chaylev and Nevela Amutta B'Hana. Now that it's Basa B'Cholav, it's Maisif and Isser Hana. So therefore, als Isser Maisif, Nigra that it has an Isser Hana, it's also Chal and Isser Achila. So Oibazai, they taka paskin that we hold that Isser Basa B'Cholav is Chal on Chaylev and Nevela without a pasta because it's an Isser Maisif. And when the Gemara says earlier, Ein Issa Chal Isser, you're going to have to say to Gemara, there didn't hold there was any chil between Issa Meisif and Issa Kail, And we talk all by Issachal, ain't Issachal Lisser. And that was the Gemara's Kashadev, Shmuel on Shmuel, that Shmuel himself holds that a Kayan Tamei does not have an Isser to eat Shuma Tameya. But Lefi, the Gemara, in Shmuel's Tavchav Dalad, that says that an Issa Meisif is Chal, even though an Issa Kail is not Chal, and that's how we paskin. So, Mel, it's very good why we don't need a pasuk for Chalev and Mesa. So we talk, use the pasuk to remind Chaya and Oif and Meim B'tmeya. And that'll be a good teretz for the Ramban and the Rashba. But the Rambam paskins that Basa Oif B'chalev is not considered Issa Meisif, which you also spoke about earlier. That's the Rambam's sack. The Rambam holds that Issa Basa B'chalev for Achila and for Ana is not Chal on Chalev and Mesa. The Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis to Krisus says is Nekuda Nefla, what he calls it, that since Ana is essentially the same Isser as Achila, if the Achila can't be Chal, because an Isser Chal Isser, a male, then it won't be Chal. If it's a separate Isser coming from a separate place than the Isser Achila, so that's been called an Isser Meisif. But if it's essentially the same Isser, so if I can't, just like Achila is not Chal, Hana is also not Chal. And that's the psak of the Ram that we say in Issa Chal Isser by Basa B'cholav, because it's not an Issa Kail or an Issa Meisif. So Mela, it's Shver. Now you could, I'm saying Svara, that the Ramam wanted a passing like Rabbi Akiva, because he holds there is no Tanakama and Ochak Rabbi Akiva Mechavirov, Mechavirayamin, and the Gemara in a few places is Mashman that it was Seisim that Basa Oif B'cholav is Darabanan. But the problem is that our Gemara says that the Pshat in Rabbi Kiva is Kesav Rabbi Kiva Issachal Alisser. Why did the Gemara say that for? Even if you hold Ein Issachal Alisser, you could say that Ein Achinami, that Basa B'cholav, is not Chal Achelav in Avela. And that's why Rabbi Kiva doesn't need the Pasuk Shmuel. Why do we have to say Kesav Rabbi Kiva Issachal Alisser? It sounds like this Gemara was naming on for a clarkite that if you would hold Ein Issachal Alisser, we'd rather use the pasuk to be marba, that the basa b'cholav should be chal on chaylev and nevela, rather than saying that it would be maitzi chaya and oif. So ibezai, how could we pasuk like Rabbi Akiva? That's the crazy places kasha. The crazy places says the teretz. He says different. Matthew Anderson, he says a different teretz. In crazy places says the teretz. There's a thesis early on Kafala from the days that says Rabbi Kiva himself holds Ein Issachal Alisser. So what's Pshat in Agamar, which says Rabbi Kiva holds Issachal Alisser? So thesis says, when the Gemara asks the Kasha that we need the Psukim Lafukid Hafkinu Chodesh Shmuel, the Gemara wanted to know, could Shmuel's din shtim with Rabbi Kiva? Shmuel says that we're Marba Chelev Amesa, we're Marba Shlil, could that shtim with being Mimayit Chayanayif? And that thing where it says it could shtim, if you would hold Issachal Alisser, and you would hold Shlul, does he need a pasuk? So Mele Rabbi Kiva's din could shtim with Shmuel. For Rabbi Kiva himself holds Ein Issachal Alisser, and Ein Achinami. Even by Basa B'chalav V'chayah, he would hold Ein Issachal Alisser. He has no pasuk to Yumai B'chalav and Mesa. So the Rambam go like Taisus on Kufalav in the days. But about the Enes, and he says a very Geshmak Eteretz. He says, we had a Gemara earlier, on Kuf Yudalad and Aleph, then had a machlokes, if you say Ein Issachal Alisser, does that apply to Bishul also? The Gemara had in one Lashon, one man Yomba that says that since you say Ein Issachal Alisser, and the Torah was mafik the din of Loisavashel Gadir B'chalavimai, the Isser Achila with the Lashon of Bishul, to tell you that Bishul and Achila are the same, and once by the Achila you say Ein Issachal Alisser, that would mean you don't have an Isser Bishul also. But Lamaisa, the Rambam doesn't paskin like that, man, the Amet. The Rambam paskins that even though Lagabi Achila, we say Ein Issachal Isser, but Lagabi Bishul, there would be an Isser Deraisa to Mavashal Chalev or Nevela with Chalev. So Zog the Mat the Enes, and this is Pshat in the Gemara. And Gemara happened to hold like the man, the Amet, that if you don't have an Isser Achila by Chalev and Nevela, I'll say Ein Issachal Isser, who would then you wouldn't have an Isser Bishul? So Mamela Ibazai by Chalev and Nevela, you won't even have an Issa Bishul, so you'd rather use the Pasuk to Yumayit ben Issa Bishul by Chalev and Nevela, rather than using to Yumayit Chayo Oif. And Mamela, if you hold that way, Rabbi Kiva would have to hold that Issa Chal Isser, and you'd have both an Issa Achila and an Issa Bishul, because of Issa Chal Isser. Mashiachin, if you hold, like the Rambam Paskins, that even if you would say Einis Echal Issa, you still would have an Issa Bishul. So male, that the Gemara held, it was a mistabra to go and be marben extra gedi by Laisa Vashel, just for an Issa Achila, when even without the Rebbe, you'll have an Issa Bishul anyway, and just be marben Issa Achila. That held was a mistabra. So if by Chalev and Avela, even if you hold Ein Issa Chal Isser, there would be an Issa Bishul, so Mela, you would use the Pasuk to tell you Chai and Eif not to be Marba and Issa Achila by Chalev and Avela. That's the Teretz he says about the Innocent. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and the Gemara says, Mayiku ben Rabbi Yossi Aglili Rabbi Akiva. What would be the nafkamina la'alacha between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva? Just because Rabbi Akiva dashes it because it says three times Gedi, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili dashes of Chalav Imai, Yatsa'ev She'en L'Chalav Imai. So the Gemara says, Zikim Menayu Chaya, that Rabbi Akiva was also a Mayit Chaya, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili is not Mamay Chaya, because he learns out that anything that has an Issa Nevela would have an Issa of Basa B'Chalav, except for Eif, because of the Rebbe of Chalev Imai. Nothing more says, Yibai Yisayim Eif Vikim Benayim. There is an Afkin by Eif, even though they both hold that Eif is not the Raisa, because Rabbi Kiva says it's not the Raisa, but it's Midar Abanan Asir, and Yibai Yisayim clearly holds that Eif, even Midar Abanan, it's not Asir. I can't think of Mara. So Leivari is bothered. What are the two Lashenis? It sounds like there is a tzad that Chai is not an afkamini between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. But the Mishnah is mashma that Rabbi Yossi Aglili is only Mamayit Eif and not Mamayit Chaya. So he wants to learn Mikayach that the second Lashon holds that even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Chai is not Minatera. And the whole Machlokes is if Eif is the Raisa or the Rabbanan. The Kamuvan, it's a bissel shrei. The Rishayim are not mashma away. The Rishayim are klar mashma. That's according to everyone, like the Mishnah's mashma, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds a chay is minatera. The Ikir Benayi was saying another nafkamina. I think what the Gemara wanted was a nafkamina even by Eif. Those are the two lashonis. Is a nafkamina dafka chaya, or is a nafkamina even by Eif? Because there's a nafkamina in the drasha by Eif. The Rabbi Kiva says it's because of Yisvashli b'chalav imay three times, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns that because b'chalav imay yatzayif she'en l'chalei ve'em. But the Gemara says l'maisa is no practical nafkamina. What's the difference with the drasha? The Mishnah doesn't usually just bring a machloikis in the drasha. So now the Gemara was saying that the machloikis is if it's the rabbanon or not. Now Levi was also bothered. Who stated in the Mishnah machloikis if it's the rabbanon? Emes and Rashi says because Rabbi Kiva says a lashon chayev aif einam min ha'teira. When you say a lashon that something's not deraisa, it sounds like kol es asim in a rabbanon. Hashem came to be basically his lashon is yachli asul levasha b'cholav. That's more mashman, it's not asr b'chlal. You would think it's asr. Tamalaymar, then it's not. That sounds like it's not even asr midir rabbanon. But come on, it's not 100% mukhach. I mean, that's why l'chayit gemara tu l'shaynis. So if I want to say a pshat, just a bit mechudish, I'll be the famous taz, we speak about it a lot, and it's quoted a lot by Achreinim, but the Taz is in Arachayim Simen Tav Kofei Ches, it's in Yeridei Simen Kofiud Zayin, it's also in Chayshimish with Simen Beis, that he says, anything which the Torah says mefurish that it's mutter, Chazal can't make exer der Rabbanan. So Mela, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no beferish heter that it's Eif is mutter. Because Rabbi Akiva says that you learn out Eif because it says three times, it's a drasha. It's not befeirish that it's mutter. So Mela Chazal can make a gzeir derabanan. And Rabbi Kiva holds the chalei vima is lav dafka, period. Mashiach Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that uses the pasuk of chalei vima to tell you not like the hekish is l'secha kol nevela, anything which has an issa nevela has a basa b'cholav, and that's why we're married b'chaya. And then chalei vima tells you that no, you need dafka chalei vima if it has an aim. If his mother has chalav, yatsa'if, that the mother doesn't have chalav, so kumtais the pasuk is beferish, it's like beferish in the pasuk, being memayit aif in the issa basa b'chalav. If the pasuk is beferish being memayit aif in the issa basa b'chalav, the Torah is beferish being matar aif, it's not shayach for the rabbanon to be geyser. That's a pshat in the machlokes. So the Gemara wanted to say a machlokes, l'gabi the drasha has an afkamina, that according to Rabbi Akiva, where the drash is just because of an extra pasuk, so Mamayit Oif says nothing beferish, so that's why it's only mutter min atayr, but the Chazal could answer it. Mashenkin Rabbi Seglili, where the drash is a miyat chalev imay, the Torah is telling you lehenya yatzesesh ein lechalev aim, so mail the binois of the Rabbanan. There's a similar verse from the Ksam Sefer about a different kasha, which we'll mention. We mentioned that the Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Akiva, the Chayin Oif is not minatari. That's the pashtus of the Rambam. The Rambam in Mecholos Asuris Perek Tes Halacha Dalet V'chein Basa Chayin V'Oif Bein Mechol of Chayin Bein Mechol of Behema Ein Asa Bachila Minatari L'fich Mutta Levashli and Mutta Ba'ano. So he paskins like Rabbi Akiva, the Chayin V'Oif are not minatari. The problem is, a lot of Achrayim discuss this, the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim in Perek Beis Halacha Tes, that he's discussing, how come every Gzeri Derabbanan, you're not Oivan Leisaysif? Leisaysif means you can't add mitzvahs. So how could Derabbanan add mitzvahs? So the Rambam says it's chilik, that the pshat is, it's only asa to add mitzvahs by considering them the same as a mitzvahs min ha-Torah and saying these are mitzvahs min ha-Torah more than what the Torah says. Hashem came to say that there's a mitzvah Derabbanan, we're making a new type of mitzvah. It's a mitzvah Derabbanan min ha-Torah. There's no such mitzvah. But we're making this mitzvah as a gzeira, that's not called adding a mitzvah. So the Rambam says this Yisayin, he gives an example. He says, Ketzad, because of a teilus of asha gadi b'chal of imay, when p'yashmu alamnu shizah kasev asa levasha v'lechol basa b'chal of, Pasuk says, levasha gadi b'chal of imay, and p'yashmu we learn that this Pasuk tells you you're not allowed to cook or eat basa b'chal of, bein basa behem and bein basa chaya. And that issue is whether it's behema or chaya, but not oif. So he says if a bezim would come and say that basa chaya b'cholav is mutter, that's called leisigra. You're detracting from a mitzvah. If a bezim would say basa oif is b'chlal gedi, that's called leisaysif. You're adding to the mitzvah. But if you say that basa oif is mutter min ha-Torah, and we're going to ask you to gzeira, so menela, that's called siyag l'tayr, that's not called meisiv. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam in his example says that the Torah means behema and chaya and does not mean oif. And that's clearly like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that behema and chaya is minatayr and oif is the Rabbanan, a stira to the Rambam in Ilchas Macholos Asuris, which says that chaya and oif are both the Rabbanan. Mikayek this kasha, there were gedolim, Reb David Arimah, and the Lecha Mishnah is mitzadid that way. He says, Shemati b'shem Rav Gadol, that puts the end of the halacha, puts the period, the end of the sentence, after v'chein basar chaya. That the Rambam had said, when he said that basar behema is asur, and then he says, it's not v'chein basar chaya v'oiv b'im b'chol of chaya v'chol b'im ein asur b'achila. He's saying, v'chein basar chaya v'oiv b'im b'chol of chaya v'chol b'im ein asur b'achila min ha-Torah. It's a little dachuk, because v'chein basa chaya doesn't go directly on what he said earlier, which was that basa tmei is not the Rabbanan. But there was such a pshat, the Shabsi Frankel Madura says that the ksavya temanim also have the period after v'chein basa chaya. But ruba the ruba of the paiskim and the mefarshim and the rishainim understand the Rambam that chaya v'oif is the Rabbanan, and the standard teretz, the kesef mishnah, the readies from the Maralbach, the Radvaz, others, that say that the Rambam Hilchas Mamrim wasn't being medayik so much to write it kahalacha because he was just giving an example. He's not teaching Hilchas Basa B'cholavi. He's giving an example of Leisaysif and Leisigra. So he's saying the halacha, like the man the Omer that held that Chaya is Midaraisa and Eif is Derabanan. But not that the Rambam really passes that way. He was saying that you'll understand in Halachas Macholos Asuris, he paskin that both Chaya and Eif are Derabanan. Actually, he would have done the same thing in Pirish Mishnayis, because in the Akdama to Pirish Mishnayis, that's in the beginning of Seder Zeron, the Rambam says the same Shtikl Torah when he's discussing Leisaysif, and he also, Mamish gives the same example, that Chaya is Deraisa and Eif is Derabanan. And here, on Masechta Skulin, in the Pirish Mishnayis, where he has the Mishnah of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yisrael Glili, he explains the Mishnah, and he says, Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. So the Rambam wouldn't have to be so medayik in the example. Also interesting to note on this question is that the Avkas Reichel in Simen Lamed Ches brings from Rabbeinu Yeshua Anogid, Mibnei Banav Shel HaRambam, and the Radvaz also brings, he says, he also saw a sefer that's Muga B'Sifri Shel HaRambam, that instead of saying in Hilchas Mamrim, Bein Basar Behema, Bein Basar Chaya, it says, Bein Basar Shar, Bein Basar Seh, Ava Basar Oif Mutta B'Cholam Min HaTorah. That was the example he gave, was that even though the Torah says Gedi, that would include Shar, but it wouldn't include Oif. And therefore, if you say that it doesn't include Shar, or if you say it does include Oif, that's a problem about Taisef and Maltigra. So he changed the example. Now, I'm not sure if he was Chayzer on the Din, according to this idea that the Rambam changed it and was Magiyat, because in Macholas Asuris, he doesn't seem to have two Maduris. Maybe what the Rambam changed was the Rambam realized that he gave an example that was somewhat misleading, because it's not the way he passed in Halacha, and he wanted, because that people shouldn't make a mistake, to make the Halacha more meduyik. In Pirish Mishnayis, also you find such a thing. Like I told you, here he passes like a Bekiva, and Akdamah to Pirish Mishnayis, he says the same example, and in the Nusach that we have, the standard translation that we have, it says that Chaya is Minateya and Eif is Derabanan, but in the Madura, the newly translated Madura, Beisef Kapach, he writes that Enechinami, in the Madura Kama of the Pirish Mishnayis, it said that Chaya was Derais and Eif is Derabanan, and then the Rambam changed that in the Pirish Mishnayis as well. And Ka'omer, I think perhaps if it's true the Rambam changed it, he changed it because he decided not to give an inaccurate example which doesn't stem the way we pass in La'alacha, but to write the example also the way we pass in La'alacha. But the Chassam Sefer, in Chedushim here in Daf Kuv Dalin, and also in the Chuvas, he's marich a little bit more, in Chuvas Ayin Gimel, Yerdei Ayin Gimel, he says a very interesting teretz for the Rambam. He admits it's Chassas Dachuk, but he thinks the teretz is correct La'alacha anyway. And he says that the word Gedi, Be'etzem, could mean Behema and Chaya. So even if we would have a Miyat HaKra telling you it doesn't mean Chaya, but that wouldn't be called Mefurish B'Kra, because the Etzem Pasuk could have had to mean Behema and Chaya. Mashengen, the word Gedi doesn't mean Eif. It doesn't. If you hold that Basa B'Cholav could be for Eif, it's because of the Hekesh of Tenevela. But really, the word Gedi doesn't mean Eif. So Kundes, if you hold that Eif is not Minatayr, like we paskin, so it's basically mefurish b'teira that Eif is not nichol and basa b'chalav. But in contrast to the Leiv Aryeh, which we had said that he held that according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, since the heter of Eif is mefurish b'teira, therefore they never were geyser on basa Eif b'chalav, the Chassam Sofer is saying even according to Rabbi Kiva, Eif is called mefurish b'teira because gedi doesn't mean Eif, period. But Le'inuchki says, since the Torah is only talking about Bishul, the Torah is not talking about Achila, so to say that the Torah is Beferish Mater Achila, that you don't have, because the Torah is not discussing Beferish Achila. The Torah is only discussing Beferish Bishul. So he says, Kum Dais L'gabi Bishul, he's going with the Taz, that was saying, the Taz that he brings the Taz, that anything that's Beferish in the Torah, Chazal can't be Geyser. But Eif, he calls his Beferish in the Torah to say that it's Mutter, but only the Bishul is Beferish in the Torah. So Kum Dais, Achila, Chazal could be Geyser, but Bishul, Chazal could be Geyser by Chaya, but Chazal cannot be Geyser by Eif. So he says, that's also called Leisaisif and Leisigra. If someone would tell you that Chaya is a Heter Beferish in the Torah, because Gedi doesn't mean Chaya, he said, that's Leisigra. Even though we talk old Chaya is Mutter in the Torah, but we hold it's not Beferish. If someone would say it is Beferish in the Torah, and Chazal wouldn't be able to be Geyser Bishul by Chaya, that would be called a Sigur. Even though Chazal and Maisa weren't Geyser Bishul by Chaya, because they didn't have to. But if someone would say they can't, that would be called a Sigur. And Alderech Za'if, if someone would say that Eif is not called Beferish min HaTorah, and Chazal would be allowed to be Geyser by Eif, that would also be called Leisaisif. Even though he never said that Eif is Asim in HaTorah. He just says you don't have a head to Beferish min HaTorah. And you really do have a head to Beferish min HaTorah. That's also Leisaisif. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. He's maskim. He calls it Ksas Dachuk Balashin Rambam, but he thinks it's Mechuvan La'alacha. And now let's start the next sugya, the Mishnah of Keva. There are really two sugyas here. There's the sugya of Keva and the sugya of Arha Keva. Keva means, when the Gemara says the keva, the Gemara is not referring to the actual stomach. The keva is the stomach. Even though we learned in Eilat Treifis that there are four stomachs, the keres, the hemsis, the basakaisis, and the keva. But a nursing calf, the milk goes straight into the keva. It doesn't go to the other stomachs. The milk goes only into the keva. Now, when the Gemara says the keva, in this context, it doesn't mean the actual stomach. It means the milk inside the stomach. When you have a calf or a sheep and a goat also, that's nursing milk from its mother, and you shech the calf and you take out the stomach, inside the stomach, it's full of milk that it drank from its mother. And the milk itself, that's called the keva. And you could use that milk to make cheese. That milk inside the stomach, since it has the acid of the stomach, so you take that milk and put it into regular milk, and that would curdle the regular milk and turn it into cheese. The other thing you can use for making cheese is the arhakeva. The arhakeva means the basar of the stomach, the skin of the stomach, the lining of the stomach itself. You take a piece, you cut out a piece of the actual stomach, the basar of the stomach, that's called the arhakeva. You could take that and use it to make cheese. So there are two sugyas here. There's the sugya of the keva, meaning the milk inside the stomach, the milk inside the keva, and the arhakeva, meaning the stomach itself, the basar of the stomach itself, that's called the arhakeva. We'll go through each. So about the keva, the Mishnah starts off that kevas evikichav mishal nevela hareza asura. The milk inside the stomach, if it's of a guy or of nevela, it's asur. The Gemara had two pshatim, if it means that a guy shechted it, and it's really the same thing, it's nevela, or it means that you bought the live goat from a guy, and were afraid that it was yonak from trefa, and the problem is, oh, not trefa, tmeya, the Gemara says, the problem is you have milk of a behemoth tmeya inside the keva. Al-Kabanim, the Mishnah anyway clearly says that the milk, the keva of a nevela, the milk inside the keva of a nevela is asur. But then the Mishnah goes on to say that ksheirish yonkim in a trefa kevasa asura, if a kosher animal is yonik from a trefa animal, the milk inside its keva is asur, because that milk comes from a trefa, and milk of a trefa is asur. And trefa sheyonkim in a ksheira kevasa muteris neshekonesumeir. If you have a trefa animal that has milk inside its keva, which it was yenik from a kosher animal, that milk is mutter because it's kanesumea, even though the whole animal is treif, but the milk inside, that's not called yetzi from the animal, it actually came from a kosher animal, it happens to be kanesumea. So the Gemara asks a stira. The Reisha says when you have a nevela, the milk inside the nevela, even though it came from a kosher cow, is asur. And the Sefer says that you have a treifa sheyanka min akshera, a treifa animal which was yainik from a kosher animal, the milk inside the treifa animal is mutter, because it came from a kosher animal. It just happens to be inside. It doesn't become asr. So the Gemara's maskana teretz was that there was a chazara. Kan kaidim chazara, kan la'acher chazara, umishn lezazim kaima. The Reisha held that as long as it's in a treifa animal, there's an iser, perhaps an iser derabanan exera, that you can't eat the keva, meaning the milk inside the stomach of a treif animal of a nevela, even though the milk came from a kosher animal. And the sefer says, no, you could. A treif is yonkem nekshera kevasim uteris. And the Gemara fears ice, v'hilchasa, eimem midim ba'ar kevas nevela. You're not allowed to use the skin, because that's basa b'cholav. You're not allowed to use the skin of the kevas nevela, the basar of the keva, to make cheese. Avamamidim v'kevas nevela. You're allowed to use the keva, meaning the milk inside it, even though the animal's a nevela. Uv'kevas shkita zervichavim, not like the Reisha of the Mishnah. That's what we have in the Gemara. And then the Gemara went further. We have this in parentheses. Uv'kevas ksheira sheyonkim in a trefa. That you're allowed to use a keva of a ksheira, which is yonkim in a trefa. Kol shkem v'kevas trefa sheyonkim in a ksheira. Because the milk is not considered milk, it's considered just a waste product, a pirsha ba'alma. So the problem is, the problem with this Gemara, which is the Shaila for Geiris, we'll speak in a second, is that it says that you're allowed to use the kevas sheirish yonkim in a trefa, and the Mishnah says clearly you can't. The Mishnah says Ksheirus Yonkam and Atreifa Kevasa Asura. So why is the Gemara saying you're allowed to use it when the Mishnah says you can't? So there are three shittas in the Rishonim. Shittas Rashi is that we're not Gairus this whole thing. The Rishonim say that actually it's not from the Gemara, it's from Rav Yudai Yigayin, sometimes Psakim or Pirushim from the Gainim get into the Gemara. So this really is not from the Gemara, it's from Rav Yudai Yigayin. Rashi wasn't Gairus at all. And shittas Rashi is that it all depends on the source of the milk. If the source of the milk was a kosher cow, or a kosher animal, goat or sheep, even if it's inside a treifa, calf or sheep or goat, it's mutter. But if the source of the milk is a treifa cow, even though the animal is a kosher geshechted animal, it's asur because that's where the milk came from. And we're not geiris, that's why they put in parentheses, we're not geiris that ksheir shiyankim in a treifa kevasa muteris. But the Rishonim point out that the Rambam and the Rif obviously were Gairisit, and that was the sack of the Gainim. And the Rif says it even more clearly earlier, by the Sugi of Kachal on Kuftesim and Beis, the Gemara brings the Brayis, a Kachal Shebishlu Bechalva is Mutter. If you cook a Kachal with its own milk, it's Mutter. But Keva Shebishlu Bechalva, if you cook a stomach with the milk that's inside the stomach, is Asur. What's the difference if you cook the udder with the milk inside or you cook the stomach with the milk inside? Because the udder, the milk comes migufay, doesn't have a din milk yet until it's pirish. The keva already had a din milk, it's just kanas umeyev, it's just, like the Mishnah says, it's just like it's in a kli. So if one has a din milk, and if you cook the keva before you remove the milk, so the keva now will be basa b'chalav. So the Rif says on that Gemara that that's going like the Mishnah Rishena, which held that the keva was asur. Vashenge like the Mishnah Achreina, which held that the keva was mutter. So in that case of the milk that's kanis in the keva that's cooked with the keva, it's mutter. Now, if all the Mishnah Achreina was saying was, is that you go bust at the source of the milk, and since the source of the milk was Ksheira, and even though this animal was Trefa, or Nevela, it's Mutter, but it's still milk, and if you cook it together with the meat, it should be Basa B'chalav. So Vaisdeis the Rif held, and the Rambam also holds this way, that any time milk goes into a Keva, what the Mishnah Achreina is saying is that it doesn't have a din of milk anymore. It has a din of pirsha ba'alma. It has a din, it's just a waste product of the behema. It loses its shame chalav, and therefore it's mutter. But the problem is, what do you do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah makes a chiluk. The Mishnah says, ksheir is yonkim in a treifa kevasa asura. If a ksheir is yonik from a treifa, the keva is asur. And treifa is yonkim in a ksheir kevasa muteris. So the same Mishnah which says that a treifa shiyankim and a ksheira kevasa muteris also says that a ksheira shiyankim and a treifa is kevasa asura. So it sounds like all the Mishnah achreina is being matter is if the animal itself is a treifa, but since the milk came from a ksheira, that's mutter. But if the milk came from a treifa, the Mishnah says clearly that it's asur. How does the Rif and the Rambam learn the Mishnah? So the Rabban has two mahalchim. One mahalch is that the heter is only b'diyevet. You can't actually use this milk to cook with meat, or in the case of ksheirish yonkim and atreifa, to actually just drink this milk. That's asur min derabbanan. But if the keva b'diyevet was cooked with the milk, or you want to use the milk to make cheese and it won't be nicker the milk anymore, that's mutter. That's one pshat in Ramban, and Lefidah's pshat will come out that you can't actually take the milk of the keva and cook it with meat. It's only b'diyevet that it was cooked with the keva, or it was used for cheese, that's when it's mutter. Or even to use it for cheese, that's when it's mutter. And the Rambam has another pshat, that the first part of the Mishnah, treifa, ksheira shiyankim and a treifa kevasa asura, that's also like the Mishnah Rishayna. And treifa shiyankim and a ksheira kevasa muteris, that's like the Mishnah Achreina. A little bit shver, because why didn't they give it in the same case? It sounds like they're making a contrast. The ksheir shiyankim and a treifa kevasa asura, and treifa shiyankim and a ksheir kevasa muteris. And my much is with it. But al-kaponim, lefi zeh, the das of the Rif and the Rambam and the Gainim is that anything in the cave is considered pirsha ba'alma, It doesn't have a din chalav b'chlal, and memela, it's mutter no matter what. Now, a third shita is a rishayim. Yeah, we have two shitas. We have Rashi shita, that the keva has a complete din chalav, and if a ksheir was yonkim and a treva, the keva is asumi deraisa, it's chalav, or to cook it with meat, the meat will become asumi deraisa, has a complete din chalav. The only heter is, if a treva animal was yonkim and a ksheir, so male, it doesn't matter that the animal is treif. The chalav in the keva, that came from a ksheir. So that's mutter, that's what the Mishnah Achrayin is saying in the Mishnah Rishayna. If the animal was treif, the keva was treif, perhaps me derabanan. And in the Mishnah Achrayna, no, even if the animal is treif, but the keva that came from a kosher animal is mutter. That's Rashi. But the Rif and the Rambam hold that anything in the keva is called pirsha bi'alma, and has a din of waste product, it doesn't have a din of chalav, it doesn't have a din of that it came from a treifa or came from a nevela. As long as it's in the keva, it's mutter. You could eat it even though it came from a treifa or a tamea, and you could cook it with meat. That's the Rif and the Rambam and the Ga'inim. And Rabbeinu Tam and Kamer Rishayim want to say a chiluk like this. There's a difference in the keva itself. Some of the milk is liquid and some of the milk solidifies. It's called the tzolel and the karish. So the milk that's liquid, that has a din milk. And that's pshat in the Mishnah that says that ksheira, sheyankam and atrefa, kevasa asura means the liquid milk. Hashayke, in this Gemara that says holchusa, and you could mamidim bekevas ksheira sheyankam and atrefa, you could use the keva of a behema ksheira which is yankam and atrefa, and kolshken trefa sheyankam and aksheira. That's talking about the milk solids, the karish, that's in the keva. That has a din of pirsha b'alma. The Rif and the Rambam are mechalik. They hold that even the liquid part has a din of pirsha b'alma. But Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the liquid part's still milk, but as it gets processed by the stomach juices, and it becomes solid, then it becomes pirsha b'alma. Then it doesn't have a din of milk, then it's mutter. So these are the three shittas rishayim halacha l'maisa. Rashi holds that anything in the keva has a complete din milk. If it came from a behema trefa, it's asur, or a behema tmeya, it's asur, and it's asur to cook it with meat. The Rif and the Rambam hold that it has a din pirsha bi'alma. It doesn't have a din milk b'chlal. It's nothing. It's par. It's pirsha. Even if it came from a tmeya or a trefa, it's mutter to drink. And you're allowed to cook it with meat. According to the Shulchan Aruch's pshat, the Ramban has one pshat that you can't actually cook it with meat, and you can't actually drink it itself if it comes from a treifa, but if the evidence got cooked with the keva, or it will be mutter, and you'll have to use it for being maimed gvinis, because it's not nikr. And Rabbeinu Tam is mechalak, that the liquid part of it is a din of milk, and it's aser if it came from a treifa, and you can't cook it with meat, and the solid part has a din of pirsha ba'alma, and that's mutter, even if it came from a treifa, and that you could cook with meat. Halacha l'maisa, in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Pei Zayin, the Mechaber passes like the Rif and the Rambam, kedarkai, that whenever he has three amudi ara, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, whenever two of the three are maskim to one thing, he passes like those two. So here, the Rif and the Rambam are maskim that it's always mutter, he's going to paskin that way. Hashenk in the Ramah, he goes with the Bali Taisus often, even Kenega the Rif in the Rambam. And Rabbeinu Tam and the Bali Taisus hold as a chil between Tzolol and Karish. So the Ramah paskins that by Tzolol, you can't be Mekel even b'di'evit, even b'makam hefsid meruba, you can't be Mekel if the Tzolol gets cooked with meat. But the Karish, he is Mekel. He's Mekel like Rabbeinu Tam, that the Karish does not have a din of milk, and the Karish would be mutter. And the Shach and the Taz bring the Maharshal. The Maharshal passes like Rashi, that whether it's Sol or Karish, it does have a din of milk, and it does have the din of where it came from, and the Mela, if it's ever cooked with meat, or it came from a Trefa, whether it's Sol or Karish, it's going to be Usr. Now on the Sugya of Keva is Rashi Shaila. Rashi Shalai Kedarkai is Mayrech about Halacha Shaila, right here. And the shaila that he discusses is, what if you have a keva which you salted together with the Ara Keva. In other words, you have the, you went and did Malicha on the Keva, and the milk was inside the Keva b'shas the Malicha. So now, the tam of the Ara Keva, the tam of the Basar of the Keva, goes into what's called the Keva, goes into the milk inside the Keva. Are you allowed to use this milk to be maimed givinus? So Rashi holds that this milk is milk. It's a ganzen milk. So he brings Rishainim that were matter to use this milk to be maimed givinus. Because what's the problem? The problem is that this milk has tam of the meat. When you salted the keva with its milk inside, so the meat of the Ara Keva went into the milk, and now that tam of the meat is going to go into the milk that you're curdling. You're using this milk for cheese, and it has tam basar in it from the keva, and that will go into the milk. So he brings matirim that say it's not bernat, because it's not direct tam basar into the milk you're using for cheese. The basar first went into the keva, and then from the keva it went to the milk that you're using for cheese. So it's nice and tam, bar nice and tam, just like when you have the fish that went into a fleishik plate, so the meat went into the fish, and then from there went into milk, he ate a pekutach, so that's called nice and tam, bar nice and tam. It wasn't the meat directly going into the milk, the meat was going into something, and that something was going into the milk. The meat from the fleishik plate going into the fish, and that going into the kutach, and that's mutter. So here also, the Ara Keva is going into the keva, and that keva is going into this milk that you're making cheese, and the nail, it's nice and tam, very nice and tam, and it's mutter. So Rashi says, it's not a tzushtel b'chlal. Because he says, when you have the Ara Keva going into the milk of the keva, so kumtais, it makes the milk of the keva basa b'chalav. It makes the chaticha nasa nevela. This milk in the keva is mamish basa b'chalav. So it's all iser. It's all treif. When the milk goes into the fish, so the fish is pariv. The meat goes into the fish. So that's nice and tam, very nice and tam. Now you can use the fish and eat it with milk. But here, meat went into milk. When meat goes into milk, it becomes aser. It's basa b'chalav. It's chaticha nasa nevela. And that milk is now going to make cheese. That milk, which is also, which is Nesral's Basim B'chalav, is going to make cheese. That's not nice and tam, but nice and tam. That's Mamish Asr. That's Tainit Rashi. So Rishainim earlier, on Kuf Yud Alephim and Beis, or Ramban, and other Rishainim, a little bothered with this Rashi. Telechayim, there's another good reason why it's not Naparnat. And the second reason when Lechayr apply, even according to the Rif and the Ram, because this reason Lechayr only applies according to Rashi. Rashi holds that the milk in the keva is chalav. So therefore, when the tam of the keva, tam of the ara keva goes into the milk, so mel it's basar b'chalav, it's katicha nasa nevela. But if you hold, like the Rif and the Rambam, that the tzolol that's there, even the tzolol, all the milk in the keva is pirsha be'alma, so you don't have the tain of chaticha nasa nevela, because it doesn't become basa b'chalav for the Rif and the Rambam. And lefi Rabbeinu Tam, al kopanim, the Kurush, if you'd want to be maimed the gvinus with the milk that's Kurush, the solidified milk in the keva, which also doesn't have a din of chalav, also it wouldn't say chaticha nasa nevela. But lechayin is another reason why you can't say nat manat. You can't say nais and tam or nais and tam. Because Rishainim said, and we discussed this early on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Rishainim say that nice and tam or nice and tam is nafka tam sheni beheter. It's only when you have the meat giving tam into the plate, and then the plate giving tam into fish, and that fish now you want to eat with kutach. So it's already the third nice and tam. The meat went into the plate, that's one. The plate went into the fish, that's two, still not aser. And now the fish is going into the kutach. But if the meat would give tam directly into the fish, then you wouldn't be allowed to eat it with the kutach. That's how Rashi really says mefurish and kuf yod aleph in the base. So here, where the ara keva is giving direct tam into the keva, even if you're going to say the keva is not cholov, and you wouldn't say Rashi's tain of chatich and asin avela, but it should be like the meat giving tam directly into the fish, which then you wouldn't be able to eat it with kutach. because you don't have a second tam beheter. And the Yishayin being a raya, because it says, Kedera shebishlo basle, ivashe b'cholav, and bishlo b'nais and tam. The Bryce is brought down, and that's tzadik vavim and aleph. So here, why don't you say it's nais and tam, b'nais and tam? The meat gave tam into the Kedera, that's one tam, and now the Kedera is giving tam into the cholav, that's a second tam. Elam, I need a third tam. So the Rishonim there bring that some Rishonim held you don't need a third tam, that with two time alone it's called nice and time by nice and time. And the reason why Kedera Shebishlo Basle Vashel B'Cholav is because you have to be mechala between cooking and other methods. That's Dama Olu B'Kaira. There was some Rishonim that were mechalik. That cooking is not called Napa. Not cooking is called a direct tam. So Kedera Shebishlo Basle Vashel B'Cholav, since it comes out of the Bishl, so male, that's not called nice and time, but nice and time. But ain't a chinami. The fido's rishayim, if you put hot basar on a plate, and it wasn't through cooking, and now you want to put hot cholov on the same plate, that would also be called nice and time, but nice and time. Or, if a part of a food would get tam straight from the meat, you could eat this part of a food with milchiks. It's not even by a tam sheni. So the Ramban says that Rashi really doesn't hold that way, because Rashi there says pretty clearly that if the basar was cooked with the fish itself, that would be called like a tam rishon, you wouldn't be allowed to eat the fish with kutach. Some are mechalik, because the kutach goes into the fish, you won't be mayrich. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says Rashi wanted to shlug up these yesh matirim. So he wanted to say that even l'shitasam, that not by not would mean a second time, but still it's asr, because it's not even a second time. The keva would ask for the milk would be chatich and ask in the vela. But l'didon, that we hold, that not by not needs a third tam, so l'chaira, azay daf oiskum, and that even according to the riff in the Rambam, that the chalav in the keva is not chalav, or according to Bein Tam when you're dealing with the kairosh, which is not chalav, but if you are melech the keva with the milk inside, you can't use it because it wouldn't be a heter of nais and tam or nais and tam, because you'll have the tam of the keva in the cholov, and you'd have to be mishayek neged kula, we don't know how much tam went out. And that tam, which is now in the cholov of the keva, cholov inside the keva, which doesn't have a din cholov, but nevertheless, the tam basar should still have a din basar, and you should not be allowed to be maimed with it. But the Beis Yosef rings in Simon Beis Zayin at the end that that's a machloikis rishonim. Because there are rishonim that hold, and the Torah is mashma this way, that once you hold its perish ba'alma, so even the tam basar that comes into it also would have a din like perish ba'alma. Since it's perish ba'alma, it can't even be considered that you have tam basar here. He brings Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Mordechai that hold its asa even according to the riff in the Rambam, but he brings the Mashmais of the Tur and Rabbeinu Shimshon ben Avraham, which the Mordechai brings and hold, that'll be mutter l'fi the riff in the Rambam, because since it's perish, even the tam basar wouldn't be considered perish. So the Mechaber in Simon Pei Zayin, Sif Yud Pasul's L'Kachkila, if it was nimlich in the cave, you cannot be maimed with it. And that's even because he passed like the riff in the Rambam, because of the tam basar is going to assert. That means even without Rashi's taina of chatich and asa nevela. The other taina, that it's not by not, because they don't have three nice neitanim. But b'di'evid, the Beis Yosef paskins that it's mutter, we could be samech on the shittas b'di'evid, that once the milk inside is perish, so the tam basar also becomes perish, and it doesn't have a din basar. And the Ramah goes along with the mechaber by Koresh. By Koresh, he says, b'di'evid, you could be mekel, but by tzol, like we said before, there are more paskins the soul doesn't have a din perish, so then you'd say chatich and asa nevela, and even with the eved, by soul, he holds that it's, that you have to aser any cheese that it was maimed, if you don't have shisha. So that's the sugi of keva. Lesikum, Rashi holds that any milk in the keva is a din of milk, period. If it came from a trefa or from a behemoth tmeya, it's aser. If it came from Behem Bekshay, Al-Kapanim has a din of milk. If it ever meets up with meat, it becomes Aser, it's Basar B'Cholav. The Rambam and the Rif holds as din of Perish Ba'alma. It's not Cholav, it's not Treif, it's just Perish Ba'alma. And there's a discussion, Lefi, the Rambam and the Rif, what's the din if it gets tam of basar from the keva? Could you use it to be maimed gvinis? Does it even make the tam of the basar perish ba'alma? Well, no, the tam of the basar remains there, and then that tam of the basar will go into the milk for the gvinis and aseret. And the mechaber paskens lechatchila to be machmir b'di'evet to be mekel. And you have Rabbeinu Tamshit that makes a chilek between Karush and Tzol, that if it's congealed, it doesn't have it in the milk. If it's Tzol, if it's liquid, it does have it in the milk. There's another machlekes rishayim agav in Rabbeinu Tam. Does the Karush have to be mechayim? That as soon as you opened up the keva, you saw that it was Karush, it was already Karush when the behemoth was alive? Or even if it's Karush after Misa, that also is din of Karush, it also would get the shame perish of Alma after Misa. That's also Machlokes Rishonim, and the Ramah, who's Mechalek between Karish and Tzol, says in such a case where it was Karish Lacha Misa, Lechatchili should be Machmir, like in the case where it's Nimlech Bekevasa Ukadema, but B'di'evid, he says, Akapanim B'makam Hefsid, you could be Mekel by B'makam Hefsid by Karish Lacha Misa. And like we said, the Marshal passes like Rashi, that it all has a din of milk. And now the sugya of the Or HaKeva. The Mishnah says, HaMaimin Ba'or Shal Keva K'shera, in Yeshba B'naisin Tam Areza Asura. If you use the meat of the Keva, the skin of the Keva, meaning the meat of the Keva, to be maimed the cheese, to curdle the cheese, so then, if you have B'naisin Tam, if that gives Tam into the cheese, then it's Asur. So Taisus asks a kasha that the Gemara, our Gemara brings it, that the Gemara says that the reason why they asked Gvinas Akum, Gvina of Gayim, is because the Gayim are maimed the Gvina in Arkevis Nevela. They take an Arkevis Nevela, they take a Nevela, and they take the meat of the cave of the Nevela and use that to be maimed. So Taisus wants to know, why is it only because it's Arkevis Nevela, even an Arkevis Kshira? It should be Asir. Why specifically Nevela? So Taisus says, because if you use a Nevela is Asir Midaraisa. Nevela is an Issa Deraisa. Nistama Taisus going like the man the Yamatam Kikar is Deraisa. So cheese that has Menais and Tam of the Nevela are Asir Midaraisa. Mashengen if you use an Arkevis Kshera. So even if you could taste the meat, but Basa B'chalav is only Asir Midaraisa Derech Bishul. This is not through cooking. And therefore it's only Derabanan. So male, they wouldn't be chayshish by a suffix Derabanan. Not all cheeses were being maimed with the Ara Kefa. And the male, they wouldn't be chayshish for a suffix Derabanan, only for a shash of Deraisa. There's a Ravid that says a different teretz, that says when you're dealing with the Gayim, Chazal were more machmer, and even if it's bittul, they didn't allow you to be samech on bittul when you're buying things from Gayim. That's the Ravid Shita. So male, they wouldn't be makav or kevis ksheir if it's not b'nais and tam, it's mutter. But or kevis nevela, since you're buying it from goyim, so mel, they're more machmir. But the Rimagash, which Rishayna bring down, and the Rambam also holds this way, Rimagash was the Rambam's Rebbe, and the Rambam also goes with this Yisayid, says another teretz to make the chilek between or kevis nevela and or kevis ksheir, that by or kevis nevela, even if it's not b'nais and tam, it's aser. And here's where the biggest sign in Paiskim is that there's such a thing that a maimed is not bottle. If you have something which is maimed, like something which makes cheese, so it's pu'ula of making cheese is nikur in the cheese, even if it's more than shishim, even if it's not b'nais and tam, but a maimed is not bottle. So mela, by the goyim, we're not afraid that it's not bottle b'shishim, I guess usually it is bottle b'shishim, but if you use the Arkevis Nevela, even Bittel B'Shishim wouldn't help, even the Elef Le Batel, because it's a Maimit. So I would say, how come Basa B'Cholav, we say that you need Nais and Tam to Aser? That's because Basa B'Cholav is Heter. The Ar, if your Arkevis K'sher is Mutter, it's only Basa B'Cholav is Derech Bishlash Rachman, B'Nais and Tam. But really what's being Maimit, the Gvin is Heter, and you can't taste it. So there's no issa basa b'cholav. Mashenkin, if you're using Arav Nevela, so you're being maimed it with a dove, that's asur. And when you're maimed with a dove, that's asur. So then, a maimed's not batal. So the Rambam says this in Perek Gimel, Halachas Machal Shus Lachi Yud Gimel, that even the arkev is katan ma'ayin, and it's not still not bought to meet because it's maimin, and he says the same thing in Perek Tes Halacha Tezayin, that thereby basa b'cholav, it's, you need nice and tam, maimid, you don't say maimid, because since it's being maimid with davar mutter, so mamela, you don't have, in Isser, there's no basa b'cholav, because there's no nice and tam. So this is a psak halacha, in, Yeridayasim Pezayin Sifir Aleph, that arkevus ksheir only asks b'nais and tam, arkevus nevela asks even b'mashu, because the davar maimid is not bottle. That's the sheet of the Rimagash, the Rambam, and the Beis Yosef says it's also the Shita Serajba, and also the Ran. Now, there are Kamari Shainim that don't seem to hold of Maimed, like Taisus, who asked the Kasha, that why does the Gemara say Arkev is Nevela, even Arkev is Ksheri is Asur, and Arkev is Ksheri is Zicha only Asur B'nais and Tam, and he only says the Teretz because they're only Chayshish, the Nevela, which is their Isa, not Basa B'cholav, which is not their Chbishel, which is their Abanan. If Taisus would hold that Nevela asks even when it's not B'nais and Tam, even B'mashu, so it's a Pasha the Teretz. And the Ravid, like we said, that said the Teretz that by Goyim, the things we don't, we're makwin more than Nais and Tam means it's Mash McCloy in the Ravid, that, and he says this in the Asagis and the Rambam also. That Betzim, you don't have to say this, you say that Maimon asks is even less than Nais and Tam. It's because it's a Goyish thing. Hashenkin, if we would take our own Kavis Nevela, would only ask the B'nais and Tam. And the Ad Yehuda has a big shtickle on this in Simon Pei Zayin. He brings Kama the Kama Rishenim, which he says doesn't hold of Maimed. Includes the Rashba, even the Beis Yosef holds the Rashba, does hold of Maimed. He brings the Rim Magash, but he says no in the Teres Tabayis, he doesn't bring a La Locha. And they bring Rabbeinu Tam, but doesn't hold of it. Kama Rishenim, the Marshal, and the Issa Veheter, and the Shari Dura, at least with the Evid, don't pask in Maimed. But Lamaisa, the Ad Yudah is maskim that you can't argue on the Stimus of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Naisa Kalim of the Shulchan Aruch that all seem to yehold the Maimid. He's just saying that Lamaisa, since the way he counts it, Rav Yishayin in the hold of it, if there's any suffix, you wouldn't be machmir. It's also a shmuz, if that Maimid's not bottle, is that a din deraisu a din derabanan? The Issa that says it's a din derabanan. But the Magen Avraham in Simin Tav Mem Beis, he says that about the Tur says that if you maimed gvina with chametz, it's, you're not allowed to keep it on Pesach, even though it's bottled before Pesach, you're not allowed to keep it on Pesach, because it's a maimed. That could only be if it's asa min deraisa. So the Magen Avraham holds that the Dasa Tur is that it's asa min deraisa. Chasam Seif also in Tshuva Sim Pei Aleph also holds that maimed is asa min deraisa. But the Achreinim on the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim, and the Chalkyankov hold it's not Mukhrich, even if it's the Rabbanan. But since Maim is considered Chametz Be'en, it would also be also to keep the Chametz on Pesach, even if it's the Rabbanan. L'mais it's a Machlokes, I would think that if you hold Tam Ke'ikir is the Rabbanan, you can't really hold that Maim is the Raisa. Because even if Naisen Tam Mamish is only also mid the Rabbanan, Maimed wouldn't be worse than Nais and Tam. But Fran, if you hold that the Yisayid of Tam Kikr Derabanan means, not because of Bittul Berayiv, because that Avad, if you could taste it, it's not Bittul Berayiv, but because since you don't have the Isser here, all you have is the Yaitzim in the Isser, like we said when we learned the Sugi of Tam Kikr, that a Tmeim L'Rabbis Tzim V'Rayiv from that Limud, that you're not allowed to eat the Yaitzim in the Isser, mean their Isser is Dafk when it's Ben, not when it's Betaruvus. Even if it's not Bittul. If you hold that way, then it's not mistabed that Maimed should be different. Lamaisa, you're not eating this or then, you're eating it the Taruvus, the Yetzim and the Isser. So Mel would have to be the Rabbanon. I would think the only way you could hold that Maimed is the Raisa is if you hold Tam Ke'ikir is the Raisa, and you hold the Svara that just like when you could taste it, it's not Batumi the Raisa. So who would then when you could feel its effects, it's also not Batumi the Raisa. Then you could hold that Maimed is the Raisa like the Magen Avraham. But if you hold Tam Ke'ikir is the Rabbanon, I would think that Maimed would zich only be the Rabbanan. And even if you hold Tam Kikr is the Raisa, it could be Maimed is not as much as Tam Kikr. It's a Machlokes HaPaiskim. Now Rabbi Kirega and Nachsam Sefer and the Ad Yehuda ask of Gvaldik Akasha. They say that the Rimagash is saying that you take Arkevus Nevela and ask is even B'mashu because you're being Maimed B'davar Aser. Mashen Kein Arkevus Ksheir, which is Mutter. And you want to be maimed with a davar mutter, I should become basa b'cholav, but since he can't taste it, basa b'cholav derech bishul asiter only by nesinas tam. But the shaila is, but the arkeva itself, why don't you say that it's b'leich cholav, and the nail of the arkeva should be basa b'cholav, and if the arkeva is basa b'cholav, so then it's aser. And the male being naim in the gvina with something which is aser, that the arkeva itself has cholav in it, it's basa b'cholav, and the male being naim in the gvina with something that's aser. The Rimagash is saying that if you're mined with arnevela, you're being naim with davar aser, it's not batal. Even the elef, it's not batal. But you're being naim in with arkeva's ksheira, so it's mutter. Elamai should become basa b'cholav, it doesn't have enough to give tam. But the arkeva itself could become basa b'cholav. It has a tam cholav now in the arkeva. And now the arkeva, which is also its basa b'cholav, is being maimed the gvina. So why don't you say vayt it should be also its maimed? Apella. So Rabbi Kvenga wants to answer with the shach. The shach, shtelzich on the ramo, we mentioned this earlier. When you have a keva, which was nimlach with the arkeva, and let's say with the ramo is talking about the karish, the part that's congealed, so that doesn't have a din of cholav. And now you use the keva, not the arakeva, you use the keva, and it was nimlach with the arakeva. So by the karish, the ramah is matir. Like we said, we bound this perish ba'alma, so we don't say even the tam of the ar could go into the cheese. Mashengi about its soul. The ramah says you have to be machmir, because its soul could have a din of cholav. Unless you have shishim keneged the cholav, unless you have shishim keneged the keva, keneged the cholav that's in the keva. So Kumdei Surama is saying that when you meilach a keva with the ar, and you have the tzolol, and you use the tzolol, the liquid part of the keva to make cheese, and you have shishim keneged that tzolol, it's mutter. In fact, the shach, why don't you say maimed? Why don't you say that it should ask the even b'mashu? The baldo being machmed its soul does have a din of cholav, and now that you are meilach with the arakeva, so now it has the tam baser in the cholav, which you say chatichan asin avela, that the cholav should be treif, it should ask it even more than isin tam. The Ramah says clearly it asks it as long as there's no shishim keneged the soul in the keva. Even if there's not, even three shishim, even be'elef, it shouldn't be bought, of course, a maim, it does frek the shach. So the shach, the sim pezayin sifkat lamed, he says, "Vibalt, it's only basa b'cholav derabanan, because it's not derech bishul. So they weren't machmer by maimed. Maimed is dafka by nisa deraisa. Then you say that a maimed's not batal. Mashenki by basa b'cholav derabanan. So mamela, you would say that it's batal. So Rabbi Kvega says, the fees are very good. In fact, okay, there's a big riot to the shach. Because the shach alone may be the ramo is being saimach, that anyway, the Rambam and the Rif hold even the Tzol is perish Balma. So the Rambam and the Rif will be mati even by Tzol. Even when there's no Shishim. So maybe, but see if the Rambam and the Rif shita that by Tzol is not milk, together with the Shitas Rishonim that don't hold of Maimit, maybe that's why the Ramo is Mekel. But here, we're talking about the Arakeva, that's just a Basa B'cholav. And still you see, that if it was Arkevis Nevela, there's a problem with Maimed. But Arkevis Ksheira, even though L'chair, the Arkeva becomes Basa B'cholav, but if it's Shishim, then it's Batal. Vice dice, and as I state in the Mishnah, vice dice, that since it's Basa B'cholav Derabbanan, on that they didn't say the din of Maimed. That's Rabbi Kivegis Teretz. He says it in the Tshuva in Simen Rei Zayin. He also says in the Gillian of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Pei Zayin. The Yad Yehuda says, right, it's not Mukhach. You could say in other Teretz. You could say that the Metzias is, when you put Arkeva into milk, even though the Arkeva goes out into the milk, into the cheese, to make cheese, so even though you didn't have it there for 24 hours, there was no cover, just Tzainin B'Tzainin, but somehow the acid in the Keva goes and spreads out into the milk. Even though it's not hot, it's seinen b'tseinen, and it wasn't kovish for 24 hours, but somehow vice dice, I mean, you see, it turns it into cheese. Vice dice, the acid of the keva goes out into the milk and makes it into cheese. But you don't see that the milk goes into the arakeva. If the arakeva is there, it's seinen b'tseinen, like the Bar Gozla we had on Kuf Yud Beis, so enough of Lakada Bekimcha. If it's raw meat, it's not Beleya, unless it's there for 24 hours, you say Kavishka Mavushal, but otherwise not. So Eina Chanami, the cheese is going to have a problem with Basa B'chalav, unless you have Shishim, because apparently that much, the Arakeva, the It's an acidic thing, so it goes into the milk to make it into cheese. Vice versa, the tam does go out into the milk, but you don't see that the tam in the milk goes into the arakeva, and male the arakeva is not basa b'chalav, it's not belay any chalav. That could be another teretz. Al-Kobanim in Chisant, both Rabbi Kivega in Simon Reish Zayin and the Chsam Seif in Yeridei Simon Pei Aleph, they both discuss, is there any heter to be maimed gvinas l'chatchila with the arakeva? Because that's what was done in those days. That's how they made cheese. They would take a little bit of arakeva, put it into a lot of milk and mimaim in it. Now, of course, it's batel. That's mefurish in our Mishnah, that if it's not b'nais and tam, it's batel. And like we're saying, even if you hold of maimed, that's dafka by nevela, which is already osir, but if the arakeva is already kosher, you don't say maimed, it's not basa b'chol, because derech bishla shetera. But why isn't there a problem of aim of al nisal chetchila? Why isn't there a problem of putting the arakeva into the milk of aim of al nisal chetchila? That's what both Rabbi Kivega and the Chsam Sefer were shtelling zechon. So Rabbi Kivega was mitzad in his shtickle that you don't say aim of al nisal chetchila ve'basa b'cholav because it's not isser b'chlal. Lechetchila, you can't put isser in heter even if it's enough to be mevatalit. But here it's heter beheter, and it doesn't become basa b'chalav because derech bishla seteri, so there is no issue here. There's no din of aim of al nisla chachil. You don't have to come on to a din of bittel. Stam, there is no basa b'chalav because derech bishla seteri. That's mamish the same swear why you can't say maimid. Maimid, if it's already asr, then there's a din of maimid. But if it's not asr, you want it to become asr, even if it's not bottle. But there is no issue. It's heter beheter. And it doesn't become asa because there's no tam derech bishla seteir. So he wants to use it who within fame of al nisla chetchila. But lemaisi is not saimich on that alone, because the paiskim ha-mavur, that there is an iser to put milk into meat less than the shea bittel, even if the shishim can egg it. There is a din of aim of al nisla chetchila. So b'kveke was saimich on in the end, that they used to dry out the arakeva and make it very dry ke'etz. So the Al-Kapanim, Lagayim, the din of Eim of Al-Nis Achili, was Saimichan, that the Arakeva doesn't have a din Basar anymore, because it's dried out already. Lachsam Sefer, there also muches on it. He's Mitzarev a few Ateirim, Ayin Shom.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.